this infrastructure list that you got here, just make sure you add that application number and I'll get that out for signatures as soon as possible. Thank you.
Mr. Jay?
Yes, sir.
Aldridge, did you, so we are going to end up needing that IIA then?
There's an infrastructure list, so yes. If you have an approved infrastructure list by the DRB, a financial guarantee has to be approved based on that infrastructure list, and then an infrastructure improvements agreement has to be recorded before the planning department can sign off on the plat. I'll get out the preliminary final plat for DRB signatures. It's just that I will not be able to sign that plat until we get a recorded IIA. So you need to work with our DRC folks on that.
Right, right. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, members of the board.
You're welcome. Okay. One second here. Gotta just write down this. All right. So the next application or the next item up is item number 11. It's project PR 2021-006350, application number SD 2022-00078, preliminary and final plat for a lot line adjustment. All right, is the applicant's team out there?
Yes, Fred Arfman is here.
All right. Hi, Fred. Please introduce your firm and address, and I'll get you sworn in.
Fred Arfman, Isaacson and Arfman, Inc., 128 Monroe Street, Northeast, 87108.
Thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
We're here to present a final plat that hopefully is just a lot line adjustment. There's a 100-foot by 100-foot portion of tract 3B2 that is vacant land, except when the homeless people set up a little tent city on it. The owners of the development to the west, which is tract 3A2, desires to acquire that for a future phase of their redevelopment of that office complex into apartment living. And that is the basics of this case.
All right, thank you, sir. Do you have anything else to add?
Well, I can address the comments as we go through them, but I don't want to get ahead of myself, so.
Yeah, no problem. So now members of the public may indicate they wish to speak if they wish to do so. If you wish to speak, please indicate that right now. Ms. Gomez, Mr. Webb, anybody out there? Their hands raised.
I do not see anybody.
I do not see anyone.
All right. Thank you for that confirmation. Let's go to DRB member, DRB members for comments. Water Authority.
Hello, Fred. Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. We need confirmation that the private yard lines for 2201 Chelwood Park Boulevard are not within the revised parcel area. The below prior, there was a comment previously that shall be addressed as appropriate. It stated that the surveyor shall field verify the location of existing private water and or private sewer services to determine if private sewer easements are needed to preserve those services for the newly created lots. And the width of those service easements shall be determined by the engineer or surveyor. There were also some information-only comments indicating that an availability statement is not required. The proposed fire line may be constructed with what we're calling a connection permit. An availability statement would not be required for this site if the fire flow volume does not change and the property is in the adopted service area and per right is not owed. And it looks like there's some 6-inch water main and sewer line in the property in Manal that can provide service if needed. And both properties have existing accounts. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Fred Arfman here. Chris, I had received the comments from the Water Authority that you just read. And I went out to the site this morning and I took some pictures. And unfortunately, I didn't know that you would be on the DRB hearing today, Chris. So I sent them to Blaine, Carter, and to Jay. But the pictures clearly show there's an existing service, water service off of Chilwood Park Boulevard that serves this single building that will be, remain on track 3B. Also, pictures were taken of the sanitary sewer cleanouts coming out of that building and headed toward Chilwood Park. There were no easement, there are no water lines, water service lines or sanitary sewer service lines in that parcel that is being the subject of this plat being transferred into the other property. We think it's pretty clean. All services are coming off Chilwood Park for that building, and the other Manal Boulevard is not affected at all.
Chris Kennan with the Water Authority. I have not seen those pictures, and usually the idea is to kind of work spatially with the easements. I'm just looking at an aerial imagery, and I see the large building on track 3A, 2A, and it looks like there's also a building on 3B, 2A in the southeast corner. So what you're saying, the services for track 3A, 2A are coming from where?
Fred? Chilwood Park Boulevard, right off their frontage. I spoke with owner of that building this morning, and he was out there, and he says, "Yeah, we have 1 meter for the for one building, and that's all that's on that site."
So that's what's interesting to me. If you're saying that track 3A, 2A is getting service from Chilwood Park,
No. Fred Arfman. I'm sorry, Chris. No, only track 3B2 only.
Okay, as Chris Cannon Water Authority, as shown on the plat, tracked 3B2A is getting service from Chilwood Park, correct?
That is correct.
And tracked 3A2A, where is that getting service from?
Off Manal Boulevard.
Okay. So if that's the case, and you've confirmed that, I haven't seen that. If you've proven that and put that on record, that there are no services needed to be preserved with easement, and that's fine as the applicant.
Chairman Jay, this is Fred. I sent you a copy on that email that had the pictures attached to it. Would you mind if you could just show that to Mr. Cadena so we can get this resolved? And
sure. This is Jay Rodman, DRB Chair. Mr. Hoffman, can you confirm when you sent them? I'm not seeing that email readily. Can you confirm when you sent it?
It was late morning. Let me just pull that up.
I mean, I'm not seeing.
It was at 11:52. And you were addressed on it.
I'm not seeing that email at all. I don't know. I'll check my junk email. I'm not seeing anything there. I don't see it. If you could, please send it again. I mean, our firewall could have jammed up the email and kept it from getting to me with the pictures. Or I could make you a co-host, Fred, if you want to just screen share them.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that, please?
I could make you a co-host, and you can just screen share them from your end. I don't have them in my inbox.
Okay, I'm not too sure I can do that, but I just resent them, Jay, but.
Okay. Give it a second here. In the meantime, I'll make you a co-host, and I can guide you through the process. I'd like to help you out here.
Sure.
Mr. Hoffman, could you confirm how big the attachments are? Because if it's over 9 megabytes, then that could be issue too.
The two pictures combined to be 6.5.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still waiting for the. I mean, we could do something else too here. I could send you a link to upload to. I mean, we're sure. getting into maybe that'd be the easiest thing. I mean, this is the only issue jamming you up. I'd like to see if I could help you out here.
I appreciate that. Thank you. But a link would be fine too.
Yeah, I'm 1 second here. I'll tell you when I send it. I'm sending it right now. It'll just be a blank for expediency. I'm just going to send you basically a blank email with just a link. All right. I just sent you the email. And you can just go to it. Well, here, 1 second here. I may send you, I'm gonna send this to you again just to make sure you can upload. Here, I just sent you another email. Go to the most recent one.
Okay, open the link.
Yeah. And you should see a button that states that it's an icon that'll allow you to upload the pictures.
Okay.
And then I'll go to that folder and. Just confirm when you've uploaded the pictures.
Okay.
And then I'll screen share that.
And then upload again. I think they're fine. I think they should be uploaded. No, excuse me, I messed up. 1 second. Okay, Jay, they're uploaded.
Okay.
How do I confirm that? Okay, they are. Oh, I'm sorry. Now they're uploaded. Okay, you have them.
All right, I got it. I'm seeing them. I'm going to do this individually here. I don't know if I can see it. It's saying I need a video extension.
Oh, great.
This isn't working. I'm sorry. We're not. I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. Like it's saying, I mean, let me download it and see.
Well, let me just, if I may, Jay and Chris, this is Fred. There's two pictures that I can get to you, but one of them shows the water meter on Chelwood Park Boulevard. I confirmed with the property owner this morning. He just has one meter. He's been there for 20 years. And that water meter comes in off that Chelwood water line. In addition, he has a series of cleanouts at his front door that head out toward Chelwood Park. That was his only option when he didn't build the building, but that's when he bought it. That's how it is. And it's pretty straightforward, if you ask me.
Chris Gannon with the Water Authority. Yeah, Fred, I appreciate the information. And as I said before, I'm totally willing to approve this. There's really no need for the pictures. As I said, just having you on the record indicating that private water and sewer service easements are not required with this plat, I think that's sufficient, especially since it is on the record.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Chris.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to code enforcement.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. This property is zoned MXL. It must meet all dimensional standards as per IDO section 51D, table 512. The replat of the property cannot create a nonconformity or increase in existing nonconformity with the IDO. Property must meet all requirements of IDO sections 5.3, access and connectivity, and 5.4, subdivision of land. And future development must meet all requirements of the IDO, DPM, and other adopted city regulations. Just those basic items. I have no further comments and no objections.
Thank you.
Okay, I got my answer, but thank you. All right, I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Are there parks and recreation comments?
Parks has no objection. Just take note that if there is any redevelopment, street trees will be required.
All right.
Very good. Very much.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the proposed lot adjustment. For future plans, an improved grading and drainage plan is required prior to building permit if any of our thresholds are met.
All right, thank you. Transportation.
Gene Wiffenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the proposed action. If not, please send any, if there's any future development, please send it through the traffic circulation layout process. Based on the uses of the development, a traffic study or trip generation exhibit may need to be provided.
Very good, thank you, Gene.
All right, thank you. And for planning, this is Jay Rodenbeck, the DRB chair. So I've got an aerial shown here. I've got just kind of a question about, we're looking, so this is the area that's being vacated, or the lot line adjustment, right? Mr. Arfman, are you seeing this aerial?
No, I just see the what you have on the screen as a plat.
Oh, I'm not sharing the right thing here. 1 second. All right, do you see the aerial?
No, it doesn't.
No?
Let me just, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I had it covered up. That is a, that's correct. That is undeveloped land.
All right. So is parking being reduced for the for this lot here by adjusting the lot line here?
No. Mr. Chair, Fred Arfman, no, that is an undeveloped piece of land, inaccessible from the above property at 2201.
All right, thank you very much. Just note that future development must meet all applicable standards and provisions of the IDO and DPM, and that you just need to add the project and the application numbers to the plat. And final question, Fred, can you confirm if there's an infrastructure list with this plat in action?
Mr. Chair, there is no infrastructure list with this.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. I think we're ready to go to make a vote, to vote on, to approve or deny the application. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Thank you.
This is Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement. I approve.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation. I approve.
Thank you.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I approve.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. I approve.
And Jay Rodenbeck, the DRB Chair. I approve. And with the condition that the project and application numbers be added to the plat prior to final sign-off from planning. And there is a consensus vote to approve item number 11, project PR 2021-006350, application number SD 2022-00078, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM, with delegation to planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated. Thank you very much and congratulations.
Okay.